What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You have 2 seconds, and only 2 seconds to win. This is 2 Second Trivia.
It is time for 2 Second Trivia. And you, if you win 2 Second Trivia, you could win a 4-pack of tickets to Mustard Gym at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, Friday, February 14th. Tone, that's Valentine's Day.
Is that what it is?
It's the same thing. You can watch him crush cars just like I do my wife during sex.
It is a spectacle.
It's coming up at Rocket Mortgage Field. You watch that sort of thing.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
I'd like to put on a good show. Monster Jam puts on a good show at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Unpaid testimonial. I've seen it. It's great. It's great. They're fantastic. Are you ready for 2 Second Trivia? Lima is ready. Owen is ready. Mitch is never ready for anything, but that doesn't matter. Keith and Medina, I think he's ready. Keith, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Lima, take it away.
Here we go. We mentioned earlier in the show this would be a question, so we'll see if Keith is up to the task. Can you name the Ohio State basketball head coach?
No idea.
Oh. Well, we're off to a good start here.
Pulls off a big come-from-behind win.
Chase in Strongsville, home of the Mustangs. Chase, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Lima, take it away.
Who is the new Chicago Bears head football coach?
We love our sports here in Northeast Ohio.
And they love our earlier segments.
Yeah. Joe in Columbus, home of the... what is Eastmore Academy called? It's where Archie Griffin played high school football. To hell with it. Good morning, Joe. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Lima, take it away.
CC Sabathia played for 3 teams in the big leagues. Can you name them?
Indians, Yankees, and Brewers.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes, indeed.
Got it. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe is in the barn.
Would we have docked him if he said Guardians?
No. No.
No.
No. Come on. It's 2 Second
Some
trivia.
Sort of baseball team.
Yeah, that would have been a little bit much. All right, here's your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Monster Jam at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Joe, you are in the barn. Are you ready?
Let's get it.
Lima, take it away.
As referenced earlier on the show, he'll be getting a national championship ring. Did a terrific job being able to battle the adversity of losing offensive linemen, 2 of them to be exact, from injury. Can you name the Buckeyes offensive line coach?
Justin Fry.
Yes! Yes! A stunner!
Wow!
He knows his Buckeyes.
Joe in Columbus. He is in Columbus.
Joe, do I owe an apology to Ryan Day?
Yes, and I do too, because I was one of the biggest haters after the Michigan game. So this is my official apology to Ryan Day.
Congratulations.
Nice. Take him to Monster Jam.
You're a bigger man.
Yeah,
you can take Ryan Day to Monster Jam.
Do you owe Bigfoot an apology for saying it should not be inducted?
Bigfoot famously not a part of Monster Jam. Do you owe Gravedigger an apology?
Yes.
Good God Almighty. Joe, congratulations. Stay on hold. We're going to get you those tickets. Thank you very much.
USA won.
Is that a rival faction?
Carolina Crusher. Taurus. Remember
Carolina
Taurus?
Carolina Crusher was one of my faves.
Carolina Crusher, Taurus, man. Those were... What do they have now? They got Sharknado.
They have a Sharknado?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then... hell, I forget. Oh, they got Lucas Oil. They got one. Eli goes through phases where Eli has like 40 of those.
Lucas Oil has a stadium and a monster truck?
It's a big deal, man. Lucas Oil is a big damn deal.
It's the big two. That's how you know you made it.
Yeah. You got a stadium and monster trucks.
That is incredible.
That's it. Yeah, but no Bigfoot. We don't talk about it.
Okay. But Zara, check her past.
I'm getting ridiculed by our boss about Will Howard.
Yeah, you got to bring this to the show. This is great.
So this is fantastic here. quote, I'm saving this Will Howard stuff. He's still projected mid-round, and he's going to be 24 in September. Good, get him, quote unquote. Develop him, and he'll be ready at 29. LOL. All right, where was J.J. McCarthy before the playoff last year? On his way, maybe being back in first round. Okay, never take.
Remember guys, how many passes?
This isn't Brandon.
How many passes did he throw?
24. He's good to go
in the second half against Penn State last year. Yeah. Did he throw like one pass? And we were and that's a first round draft pick.
Did he throw any? Did he throw? I don't know if he threw one. Now, I tried to defend him on that because I'm like, well, they were just going to prove a point, and they ran the ball down Penn State's throat because there was this whole manliness conversation that was before, and they proved to be a little bit manlier. Also, maybe they were stealing signs. Who's to know? Either way, I can't say that I can get excited about a prospect. Guys, it's all on deck. We have to get out of our comfort zones with quarterbacks and go with all of them. I know what I said about Jalen Milroe.
I think you got to be a little more open-minded now.
I have to be open-minded about the possibilities of Jalen Milroe. If they were to take him, I wouldn't be that excited. I wouldn't be. I'd be more excited to take a Will Howard. I think that Jalen Milroe throws just deep balls and that's it. Will Howard can throw more intermediate. Can he throw deep balls? No, he won't have Jeremiah Smith, but I'm not expecting him to start week one. So, like, there's going to be goods and bads with all these guys. What are some of the good? And can, for the love of God, you're paying coaches to do something. Can they or can they not help develop the guy?
Well, also, Kenny,
I'm
going to use a term the kids are using, throwing around today. You are being gaslit by somebody who decided to wear a Michigan shirt yesterday. A Michigan shirt. Our boss thought, we're going to stir up some controversy. Here comes the content. Let's burn it all down because in Northeast Ohio, I'm going to wear maize and blue on my way to work. Oh, what's the sales manager going to say when I walk through those doors, strut my stuff in a Michigan shirt? Oh, Nelly,
that's
I'm not going to be able
I'm
to
in.
Keep them quiet.
That's the guy whose power I'm in. I have to do his bidding. That guy.
He really
right
did
there.
That yesterday. Okay, if you have a, if you're out
he
there
did.
In real work land, this is fake work land. This isn't real. But if you are out there and you have to report to work and you had somebody that you share an office with, or say you're working at a school and that science teacher Ted just had to walk in there with his bet shirt from last year or his Michigan National Championship or whatever shirt. By the way, kind of embarrassing. If you're buying a Michigan shirt celebrating an Ohio State regular season win in a year you didn't win the national championship, you can't really wear that shirt, can you? To try to trash talk.
That's a hell of a thing to say.
Because what are the Ohio State fans going to say? Oh yeah, the year that we won the national championship, we can't wear that shirt.
True.
The goal is to win the national championship, not to win a game in November. The stakes have changed, and Michigan fans should understand that.
They should. Why can't I? So I'm just supposed to say no to Will Howard just because he played for the Buckeyes? Which Owen asked the perfect question. What would you say if he were still the quarterback at Kansas State? If he led the Kansas State Wildcats to the college football playoff, and not win the national championship, but if they won a game or two and he showed what he's showing right now,
he'd be in the conversation. State this year, if they would have taken, just plug him into the Arizona State spot. Because that's who won the Big 12, right?
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
put him in there.
Didn't Michael Penix also garner a lot of cred for being able to get to the national championship game?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, that's how it is now. These quarterbacks. Because remember, these are all going to be transfers.
Preconceived notions have to be left at the doorstep now,
and
guys.
Next year, Ohio State has another transfer. He happened to be at Ohio State this year. He came from Alabama. These are all going to be transfers that are coming in and then going on playoff runs.
Like, I don't know. Guys, I got to figure out whether or not Shador Sanders is even going to play here. Because he can come out at any time and say, I'm not going to play in Cleveland. Okay, then we're having different conversations. I got to know that first.